Hello and assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to our podcast Podcat, and I'm your host Aisha Jahangir, and this is Podcat. Today we have our usual guest Hamna.
Hi Aisha,
कैसी हैं?
ठीक ठाक, आप कैसी?
और एक और हमारे साथ आज एक स्पेशल गेस्ट हैं, और इन्होंने ग्रेजुएशन की इन द फील्ड ऑफ डिजिटल मार्केटिंग, एंड शी इज़ पैशनेट अबाउट टू थिंग्स इन लाइफ, विच इज़ मेंटल हेल्थ एंड एनिमल राइट्स. तो शी वॉन्ट्स टू वर्क ऑन दीज थिंग्स फॉर द रेस्ट ऑफ हर लाइफ. ऑल्सो शी हैज़ स्टार्टेड अ कैम्पेन, और उसका नाम है बे आवाज़. तो नाम से आपको थोड़ा अंदाज़ा हो ही गया होगा कि ये किस बारे में है और इसमें क्या होगा. ऑल्सो शी मेड अ डॉक्यूमेंट्री ऑन इम्प्रेस मार्केट विच इज़ नॉट रिलीज येट, तो उसके लिए भी आप लोगों को थोड़ा वेट करना पड़ेगा. एंड इट इज़ ऑल्सो अबाउट एनिमल्स एंड इम्प्रेस मार्केट में जो सब होता है, गेस. एंड तो हम इंट्रोड्यूस करते हैं सम्या जमाल. हाय सम्या.
हाय आयशा, थैंक यू फॉर द वेरी स्वीट इंट्रोडक्शन.
तो थोड़ा सा हमें आप अपने बे आवाज़ कैंपेन के बारे में बताएं, व्हाट्स इट अबाउट?
ओके, बे आवाज़ इज़ बेसिकली फॉर ऑल एनिमल्स, वेदर पेट एनिमल्स or the stray dogs and other animals who are like in literally prison in zoos or pet markets. So basically what I want to do is, within Pakistan we do not have any strategic campaign happening for this. We do have ACF, which is doing a great job. We have Todd's Welfare in Lahore, which is again doing a great job. And there are a lot of steps being taken, as ACF just got these animals freed from pet market, Empress Market. So there's a lot of good stuff going on, but one thing that I feel is we do not have the right kind of thought-provoking messages or any awareness campaign that actually works on the grassroots level to, you know, instigate empathy in people. So the entire problem is we're just saying that, you know, don't do this to animals or that to animals. We're not actually creating any kind of positive empathy or feeling in those people that why shouldn't we not, should we not do that? It's not as simple as just they're animals and you should not hurt them. There are a lot of other aspects we can explore in this.
I think that's a great
initiative. And I think it should be recognized, and people should know about it.
I hope you have a successful life and this campaign.
I hope this campaign works out well with the purposes it's starting with.
It will.
So Be Awaaz will be the awaaz for the animals.
Inshallah.
So today our topic is about dog culling. Stop, ban dog culling. I hope, I guess aap sabne suna hoga hashtag
डॉग कलिंग, स्टॉप डॉग कलिंग, जो कि आजकल ट्विटर पे भी ट्रेंड कर रहा है और सोशल मीडिया पे ये ट्रेंड कर रहा है. अब लोग इसके बारे में बात करना शुरू कर रहे हैं कि डॉग कलिंग को रोका जाए और कैसे ये बहुत ज़्यादा अब हो रहा है, पॉइजन्ड हो रहे हैं डॉग्स. तो आपका क्या इसके बारे में?
Dog culling has been happening for the past 2 decades. And I think it's something you just not taking responsibility. Not doing what you really must be doing, and you're just taking the shorter, cruel way out of it. As I was also reading about it a few days back, it was some article in this website, and what she wrote in it was that there is this problem. The government actually has laws for it, against it. There's also this law where it says that some particular level of a police person, if they see a dog, if there's a problem with the dog, they must call a vet and get them examined. And only if they say that, you know, they are like, it is okay to, you know, poison them. Poison is obviously not the answer. To carefully either take some steps to, you know, relieve them of their pain.
This is a law in Pakistan.
There's a law in Pakistan. You cannot just... There's a law against killing animals.
Oh, तो ये जो आजकल केसेस चल रहे हैं कि पुलिस वाले जहाँ डॉग्स को लेके स्ट्रे एंड दे हैव टू शूट देम, पॉइजन करें, और मतलब ये भी नहीं कि सिर्फ पॉइजन करें. JF के एक पेज है इंस्टाग्राम पे, दे पोस्टेड कि उसको पॉइजन करें और फिर डॉग के पाँव बांध रहे हैं और उसको गाड़ी के नीचे.
हमने अपने लास्ट एपिसोड में इसी के बारे में बात की थी कि कैसे डॉग्स को पॉइजन ऑफिशियल्स, पुलिस ऑफिशियल्स जब कर रहे हैं तो हम लोगों से क्या वो कर सकते.
और सिर्फ डॉग्स को ही नहीं, पेट्स भी लोगों के, देयर जस्ट शूटिंग. एक भी दफ़ा नहीं, तीन चार दफा शूट करे जा रहे हैं.
There was this actor, I think his name
Tipu Shari.
He was crying.
Exactly.
And he was saying these dogs did not do anything to these people, right? And the problem is there is a law, yes, and the law is also against killing these animals without a reason. And the reason they say is like they either bite or they have rabies or something. But the problem is the evidence is not there.
Yes.
There's no like major evidence that this happened. They have just made an excuse and they're just killing animals. The problem is that the problem really with the population actually. They don't want all of these dogs. They just want them gone. So they have made an excuse for it. What they can really do is they can, as I read in that article, it was a brilliant article. It said that you can actually register these dogs according to the areas. You can, you know, take them with you and you can neuter them and leave them back. It will help with the population thing. The culling thing never worked because it has been 20 years and it's still there. You're still killing animals. And you must have seen that video maybe about Emily, the small, like it was a puppy and his mother was killed.
Yes, I think
from ACF. She was literally, it was like she was crying. The problem with us is, even in our linguistic, the problem is, janwar ki tarah treat mat kar. Dude, janwar ko bhi aise kyun treat kar? The problem with us is, we do not understand they have emotions. We don't have empathy for the animals. And I think ye cheez grassroots level pe honi chahiye. Bacche chote hote hain, unko pata hota hai ki billi hai, for example. But they do not understand this cat has emotions. Is if you take the mother away, if you take the father away, they also feel they're in pain. If we saw the same thing with Kavan, when his partner died, he was in depression. When I went to Empress Market, this video that I made, I just went there to, you know, talk about this Empress Market and everything. I saw this monkey. It was a monkey baby. It was human age 9 months. And it was in a cage. I don't say cage, I say prison. It was in a prison.
There's a prison.
And it showed real signs of depression. He was literally, he had his hands on his face and he was sitting like this. And he was so scared. And I asked, like, why is he like that? And the shopkeeper just regularly said, wo abhi isko abhi lekar aaye na yahan pe to apne owner se naraz ho gaya, ye do char din mein theek ho jayega. And I could not bear the sight. He was actually so depressed. And we don't understand that they have emotions.
And like, how is this allowed? I think koi isko govern nahi karta, koi is pe laws nahi hai ki kaise rakhte.
I think I do not know about a law against pet markets, but forget law, it's common sense. That it should not be done.
Basic empathy honi chahiye.
Exactly. Agar ek insaan ko hum ek chote se room mein band kar dein, usko bhi ghutan hogi. Empress Market ka sabse worst part ye hai ki they keep them in cages, small cages. They can't even roam around. Like there would be 3-4 cats in one cage. And if you even look at those cats, you would understand that they're in pain. And at the end of the day, they put these cages, these prisons within these small rooms. They put the shutter down. There's no ventilation. It's dark at night.
I remember जब ये lockdown नया हुआ था तो ACF वाले गए थे and they rescued a lot of animals. तो a lot of them died क्योंकि उन्होंने बस कमरों में बंद करके छोड़ दिया था ना, पानी कुछ भी नहीं. There were cats, वो भरी हुई थी गंद से, और monkeys and बहुत सारे animals इसमें उनके मरे भी थे. और हमने इसमें अपने पिछले podcast में भी बात की थी कि I think हमें start बच्चों से करना चाहिए.
Exactly.
I think that's how we'll make a change. Condition हम बचपन से ही करेंगे कि ये dogs हैं या pet हैं, इनको exactly जैसे आपके होते हैं वैसे उनके भी होते हैं, तो बड़े होके
I think बच्चों को थोड़ी बहुत समझ में आती है बात. They get it.
Parents.
Until the time they grow up, I don't know what happens to them. But I think the as I said, the grassroots level campaigns, they should start from schools. The first thing should be, जैसे हमारे पास पहले एक कार्टून होता था, it was Meena. You might remember. It was really great and everybody loved that cartoon so much. There were a lot of moral lessons in it. With Beavaz, I also want to do that at some point. There should be some cartoon or something
like
that.
You also mentioned kuch Islamic way.
Exactly.
Can you talk about
that? There are different aspects to the campaign. There should be. In Islam, we know that animals have a lot of rights.
Yes.
You cannot hurt animals. You cannot even, you know, so much as hit them.
Yes.
Killing is way beyond that.
Yes.
And I think the Islamic scholars need to start talking about it. There's a huge responsibility.
I've never heard any scholar talk about it.
Exactly. Why is there no khutbah on Zuma on about
rights
animal
of animals? Yeah.
Why are there scholars not talking about it? I mean, we talk about everything regarding hukuk al abad and everything, but we need to start talking about animal rights, and scholars need to start talking, because we know from a lot of evidences and hadith and everything that Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a lot of emphasis on it.
Mm.
There was this woman who let a cat in, restrictions, and she would not even let the cat out to eat something from the earth, and the cat died. It was said that you would go to hell for this. And what are we doing? We're killing animals. And we have it's also said that you should not kill with giving them pain and poisoning a dog. Mm. A dog that cannot even talk and their problem is I just don't get
ye bhi nahi ke poison kare unke sath aur bura kare unko drag karke gaadiyon ke sath bandh ke leke ja rahe hain. पता नहीं क्या क्या कर रहे हैं. और अभी मैंने JFK पे भी एक स्टोरी देखी, उनकी एक स्टाफ में आई थिंक वेट है, हर नेम इज रोजी, आई डोंट रिमेंबर द फुल नेम, एंड दे रेस्क्यूड अ डॉग, उसको पॉइजन गया था एंड वो पूरी रात उसको ड्रिप्स लगा रहे थे एंड आई डोंट नो पता नहीं क्या क्या कर रहे थे कि वो जिंदा रह जाए, लेकिन वो सुबह उनके सामने मर गए और उन्होंने वो पूरी वीडियो डाली, वो उसमें रो रही हैं, पूरा उसको दिखा रही है, इट्स सो हार्ट रेंचिंग टू वॉच. इवन
पता नहीं कैसे कर लेते हैं लोग, उनके पास दिल नहीं होता, क्या होता है.
हम बचपन में जब जू जाते थे तो हमें लगता था इट्स फन, इट्स एंटरटेनिंग, वी डिड नॉट थिंक. यही बात जब हम बच्चे थे, अब हमें अकल आ गया तो हम कहते नहीं, जू इज अ प्रिजन. उस टाइम पे हमें मजाक लगता था, एंटरटेनमेंट लगती थी. आई थिंक दैट इज ऑल्सो द रीजन कि बच्चों को इस टाइम पर एजुकेट करना चाहिए कि हमें जू नहीं जाना.
आई थिंक बच्चों को एनिमल्स टॉयज लगते हैं बेसिकली, जैसे वो खेलते
हैं लाइक दैट वे. I think from the very start, unke dimag mein baat dal deni chahiye ki tell your parents, tell your teachers, we are not going to a zoo trip.
Mm.
It's a prison. We don't want to go to the prison.
Mm.
And children, they are good with this stuff. You teach them something, they can do it. And if we start, if I see Biawa's going somewhere, I wanted to start with the voice that comes from the art perspective, the Islamic perspective,
yes,
even from the music perspective.
Huh.
And all aspects of entertainment or anything, and then it goes towards a legal form where if I go to a house, for example, and I see a case where they have kept animals in a bad condition, or birds, because it's painful to see that, and there's no law for that, I think. Until now, I don't think so. I just want to call and tell the police this is happening with these animals. Just get these animals, okay? Penalize these people. Take these animals away. There should be something like that. I have these, I used to have these neighbors who would keep a lot of birds in cages. And it's really irritating because you hear those depressed voices and you just want to go and open the cage. There should be a law.
Same. I also had some neighbors or wo. वो आई डोंट नो, वो बहुत इस्लामिक बनते थे और हर वक्त वो क्लासेस रख रहे होते थे कुरान की, और जब भी उनके घर के पास में जाती थी कोई बिल्ली गुजर भी जाए उसको लात मारे होते थे. और मेरे घर में ना बहुत बहुत सारी स्ट्रे कैट्स हैं, तो वो कभी कभी बिल्ली जब बच्चे देती थी वो जगह चेंज करती है, तो वो एक दफ़ा उनके घर ले गई और उन्होंने उसको प्लास्टिक के बैग में डाल के सामने फेंक दिया, हमारे सामने. तो मैंने जाके उठा लिया और वो इतने रूड थे, तो मुझे समझ नहीं आता आपका इस्लाम कहाँ जा रहा है या आपको लेके.
Exactly. So if the scholars start talking about it and tell them that you're just not gonna get off with this easily, because hukuk al-ibad is one thing and there are animals who cannot even talk for themselves. Allah Ta'ala is going to talk for them.
Exactly.
We don't think like that. So I think there should be a time when there are no zoos in the world, there are no pet markets in the world. And there should be a force, a task force or something that can raid a house and take the animals away when they're mistreated.
There's also good news. वैसे JFK जो लाहौर में, उन्होंने अभी एक first animal ambulance start की है. तो you can call and you can say कि ओ ये यहाँ पे animal है, उसको ज़रूरत है, दिल का.
ऐसी बहुत सारी होने की ज़रूरत है हर शहर में, हर जगह.
Exactly. ACF is also doing some mobile thing.
हाँ, they're doing.
Yeah, what I'm saying is also that we sometimes say I love animals and I like to keep animals, but when you see these people keeping animals, they're not actually keeping them the right way. For instance, there's this person I know who loves fishes. Keeps 7 fishes in 1 aquarium. And I'm like, this is wrong. If I put you with 7 people in a small room, will you like that? And if some, but they just see, look at you and they're like, you know, they're feeling entertained. Would you, would you think they're normal? Do you think it's okay? And they're like, it's okay, they're small fishes. What happens?
Bowl mein rahenge, bas dal do.
Exactly. So I think there has to be some task force for not only stray but also pet animals.
Pets and zoos and ye sab.
Exactly.
Yes. तो वी वुड जस्ट लाइक टू एंड आर पॉडकास्ट. तो हम इस नोट पे एंड करते हैं कि हाउ कैन वी कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट एंड व्हाट शुड वी बी डूइंग. कुछ बोल लीजिए.
आई थिंक वी शुड द फर्स्ट थिंग वी शुड बी डूइंग इज टॉकिंग टू आवर चिल्ड्रन अराउंड अस. नॉट टेक देम टू ज़ूज एनीमोर. व्हेन दे वांट टू गो टू द पेट मार्केट एंड बाय एन एनिमल, टेल देम नॉट टू. एंड
अडॉप्ट.
एग्जैक्टली, अडॉप्ट. एंड इफ समबडी यू नो इज डूइंग समथिंग लाइक दिस, टेल देम इट्स रॉन्ग. You cannot put 10 birds in one cage. You should not be putting birds in cages at all. Even if you love them. If you love somebody, you don't. Exactly. If you love somebody, you just don't put them in a cage.
Exactly.
So I think we should start by talking, like,
and spread awareness.
Yes. ठीक है. So this was our 4th episode, and we will see you guys in the 5th episode of Podcast. And Allah Hafiz. Bye, guys.